Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, to be tried, based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, ye multiplied more than the nations that are round about you, and have not walked in my statute, neither have kept my judgment, neither have done according to the judgments of the nations that are round about you. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, am against thee, and will execute judgment in the midst of thee in the sight of the nations. If we allow ourselves to be tried in the fire, we will come out as pure gold, and therefore we will not experience the punishment that await those who continue to allow the philosophies of the world to drive their actions. It should be noted that the same way that the Lord warned the children of Israel that punishment would come upon them because they did not walk in the statutes of the Lord, is the same message that the Lord wants to give us today. Unfortunately, there are too many of us Christians today who seem to have only a form of godliness. There are too many of us who believe that God understands that we have weaknesses and therefore he will tolerate our indiscretions. There are too many of us who don't seem to believe that God expects us to live above sin, and therefore we tolerate the sin in our lives with no drive to get rid of this carnal nature. The same message that God gave to the children of Israel in Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 7 and 8 is the same message that is given to us today. The word of the Lord said, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because you multiplied more than the nations that are round about you, and have not walked in my statute, neither have kept my judgment, neither have done according to the judgments of the nations that are round about you. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, am against thee, and will execute judgment in the midst of thee, in the sight of the nations. Do you see the reason the Lord gave for executing judgment upon the people? For some strange reason, we sometimes believe that we can have a bit of the philosophies of the world in one hand and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. For some strange reason, we seem to believe that we can be entertained by the music and the movies that have been produced by the world and still have a desire to connect with God through prayer and Bible study. For some strange reason, we seem to believe that nothing is wrong with storing up some treasures on this earth for a rainy day, even when doing so would mean that some of the people in our community and our church would not get the financial assistance that God has instructed us to give to them. We have not taken seriously the warning that God has given to the last day church in Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 to 19. In this message, to the Laodicean church, the Lord outlined the fact that his people were living a lukewarm life. They received a lot of resources from the Lord, and instead of recognizing these additional resources were required to be used for the spreading of the gospel, the members of this last day church tore down the barns they had built and constructed bigger barns to store the additional resources they had received. Jesus, in this message to his last day church, said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eye with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As Revelation chapter 3 and verse 18. The only way that we are going to avoid the destruction that is expected to fall upon those who have allowed themselves to become lukewarm is to take seriously the counsel that God has given to the last day church. The children of Israel found themselves in a predicament because they refused to walk in the statutes of the Lord, and the Laodicean church has found itself in the same position. Only God can get us out of this deadly state. The only way for us to get out of this state is for us to surrender every single area of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit. God is the only one who can change our heart and put us in a position to avoid the judgment that will come upon those who refuse to adhere to the directives given by God. The Bible is very clear that the world has nothing to offer us that is of any eternal importance or significance. I pray that we will take the counsel provided by the Lord and ask God to help us to move away from this lukewarm state that we have found ourselves in. I pray that we will continue not only to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, but also to allow Him to lead us away from doing those things which are not right and pleasing in the sight of God. Once we allow God to take full control of every area of our lives, we will always do what the Lord said, and we will never find ourselves in the same predicament as the children of Israel. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us that sometimes you allow us to be tried in the fire. Sometimes you allow us, Lord, to go through difficulties so that you can strengthen us. Those strength that we will need to fight against the wiles of the devil. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing of your words, and may it do good to our souls today, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.